Hey, y'all, it's time for Projects in Your Pajamas. My name is Ruby Cube, and I'm your host for all things trailer park living. Now, today we're going to talk about recycling. Recycling has become the fashionable thing to do. I've been doing it for years. It is fun, and you can feel good about doing your part to save the elephant. Have you ever heard of dumpster diving? Dumpster diving is just that. You find yourself the nearest dumpster and you just dive right in. You wouldn't believe the treasures you will find there. I have found shoes, electronics, books, jewelry, golf clubs, and more goodies. When you dumpster dive, you will want to wear some gloves because sometimes there's slimy stuff gets on your treasures. Now when you get home, you just wash them all off and they are as good as new. Well, here in the trailer park, we don't have to go dumpster diving. We got crazy old Bob's trailer. Old Bob is a 94-year-old junk hoarder. The man has never thrown anything away in the last 65 years. It was really getting to be a health hazard, so a couple of us gals went to the trailer park to help crazy old Bob get rid of his stuff. We discovered a treasure trove. Old Bob's deaf as can be and blind as a bat, so whenever we need anything, we just go to Old Bob's trailer. We take him a plate of cookies, and he will just talk away about the life in the roaring 20s, and we are free to dig around his trailer and take anything we want. Old Bob doesn't know, and he don't care. You still have to wear gloves when you go digging at Old Bob's trailer, though. Now, while digging around Old Bob's trailer last week, I found about 50 old chip bags, and I got to thinking, there must be something I can do with those bags, and then I discovered it. Wallpaper. Now, today I'm going to teach you how to take those chip bags and turn them into wallpaper. Now, you're going to carefully cut the bottom off the bag, and then slice them down the middle. Now, your chip bag is like a flat sheet of paper. You probably need to get these things washed off. Now, the bags I got from Old Bob's trailer were greasy, and some of them had some stuff growing on them. I just used a hose, and I washed them all off. After washing the chip bags, just hang them on the line outside and let those sun rays dry them off. Once your bags are dry, you will need to get a stapler. Place the bag shiny side out to the wall and staple the bag to the wall. Cover your entire wall like this. When you are done, you will have an amazingly shiny wall. People will think it is very futuristic looking. It will look like you spent a lot of money when all it is a bunch of old chip bags and some staples. You have recycled. Now, don't that feel good? All right. Our next project will also require many recycled items. You will need to collect yourself all the tuna and chili cans that you can find. You also need to find some strong wire. I like to use coat hangers. I found about 40 wire hangers at Old Bob's trailer. Use a hammer and nail to punch holes in the bottom of all the cans. With the wire from the coat hangers, string the cans onto the wire. Shape the wire. Now you have yourself a high-powered TV antenna. Your TV will work like it has never worked before. I have also found with these amazing antennas has also helped my microwave to work about twice as good as it used to. Before, I'd have to cook the meatloaf in the oven, but now I just stick it in the microwave for about 45 seconds, and it is done. Now, you need to shape your antenna. I have found that when I shape the wire to look like my Aunt Pearl's hair booth, I get the best reception. I've played around with different shapes, and I found that if I bent it like a diamond, then the Monday Night Football gets good and clear. When my kids were little, I would shape it like a square, and our PBS worked good. Now, you just play around with the shapes and find what's best for your antenna's reception. Well, that's it for today, y'all. Don't think our lesson on recycling is over. Next time, we'll learn about all sorts of things that you can find dumpster diving or on your next Goodwill trip. That's Ruby Cube saying, see you next time, y'all.